Listening Dog Media.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Offside Rule with Lindsay Hooper and Natasha Dowie, promoting women's football since 2013.
In particular, Lois, we've got you on this week to discuss about switching allegiances. So fill us in on the decision that you've made recently.
Yeah, obviously super exciting time for me and my family. And my grandma was Welsh, partly Welsh, and she was born in Barry. So it was a thing that was on my mind for a while. And I connected with originally Gemma Granger, who I'd worked with before, and then recently decided to just make the jump and switch. And I'm super excited to go to camp on Friday. So, yeah, very exciting.
And that must have been a difficult decision. Were you weighing up for a long time whether you were to do this or not? Because I imagine with all the progress that the Lionesses have made in the last few years with your English heritage, you might have thought, oh, one day I might get to be a Lioness. Has it been a difficult decision to make?
I think it was maybe difficult at the start, but I went on camp and I met some of the girls and I spoke to the staff more. And after that, it became a pretty easy decision for me. And yeah, I'm just super excited to be able to honour the Welsh part of my family, and that side of the family is very excited. So yeah, it's... in the end, it wasn't too difficult.
Lois, I've got some inside scoop. I'm not going to tell you what, but I've been hearing a lot about you. And from inside the camp, it seems like Wales have been after you for a while now. So is it nice to kind of be headhunted and to feel wanted?
Yeah, exactly. They, like I said before, I knew the old coach, Gemma Granger, who just left. And we were in contact for a while. But I didn't want to make the decision too quickly, and I just wanted to think about it and make sure I was like completely ready to make the switch, because that's, I think, the most respectful thing to do for the Welsh team. And it'd be now I'm at the place where I'm fully ready to give everything for Wales, and it's going to be a great honour when I go to camp. And yeah, I'm just excited to kick on with them, really.
Just to warn you, they are wild. they're crazy. Honestly, when I was at Reading, Rachel Rowe, Gemma Evans, you know, Jess Fishlock, there's so many of them, Lily Woodham. So I mean, you're prepared, yeah. You've met them all, but yeah, good luck there.
I was going to ask you about how easy it is to make the switch, Lois. Is it a case of if you haven't made a senior appearance, then you are eligible and you can do that pretty easily, even if you've played at the under levels?
Yeah, as far as I know, as long as you haven't played minutes at the senior level, you can make the switch. And then it's pretty easy with the paperwork following that, I think, yeah.
And it sounds like your gran was nice. The way in. So there was some Welsh in your family tree.
So, yeah, my grandma was born in Barry in Wales. Unfortunately, she passed away a couple of years ago, but I'm sure she'd be over the moon to hear the news and stuff. So, yeah.
And amongst teammates, are these discussions that you have? in the dressing room, at training grounds, about who you might play for? Because making this decision quite early on, it is brave. You know, you don't know what your career might turn into and how it might go. And you might find that Wales don't qualify for a tournament that England do and that you might have been eligible to play for. So do you have those discussions amongst yourselves, or do you see it as a better opportunity now and that England's getting more difficult to break into?
You do get quite a bit of banter from teammates. Like, I have a strong Irish contingent at London City, and they know that I've also got some Irish in my family. So they've been giving me some banter, and that was a hard decision as well. The Irish are obviously very passionate, so are the Welsh. So you never want to seem like you're, you know, just doing something because it's the benefit for your career, but it's also a massive honour to represent and honour that part of your family lineage and stuff. So yeah, I've received a fair bit of banter, but you just have to take it on the chin. And
was it, you know, Republic or Northern?
Republic of Ireland, yeah.
Okay.
Mm. See, yeah. I wanted to bring Tash into this because we all know that Natasha Dowie played for England. But was there ever a moment, Tash, when you could have done this and switched allegiances, gone elsewhere?
Yeah, do you know what? I was really fortunate to obviously play for my country from, I think I was 18 when I first got my senior cap, and then through till about 25, 26. And then when I started travelling abroad, that kind of then was the end of my England career, I guess, and didn't get selected again. And actually, when Northern Ireland got made the Euros in England, I hadn't played for England for about maybe 5 years, and half of my family are Irish, so I could have played for Northern Ireland. So I was actually trying to get myself a gig with the Northern Ireland team for the Euros. And the manager was really keen as well, but then my agent did all the kind of paperwork, I guess, and stuff to figure out whether I could. And yeah, I think the rule was, because I'd had, I think it was 15 caps for the senior team and had played in a competitive, you know, for the Euros qualifiers, I couldn't make it. So yeah, and to be fair, it was a tough tournament for them, so maybe I just would have been chasing shadows if I had got called up. But that would have been quite a cool experience as well.
I'm just glad they did the background checks and you didn't end up in the news for breaking some rule. I've got to pick up on something you said there, though. You went abroad and then felt that England weren't tracking what you were doing abroad. And you're not the first person that I've heard to say that. Mm-hmm. And I think what we have to acknowledge is that the money in the game wasn't there at one point from a scouting perspective. And you actually couldn't find televised games either, could you, of performances? And I know that you can request tapes and different bits and get scouting reports, but it feels like it was really, really backwards. Do you think, Lois, now that that's taken a step forward? Do you think there's more in terms of people keeping an eye on you? And if you went abroad, would you be fearful of what Tash went through?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot more coverage in the women's game now. And as you've seen off the back of the Euros in England, like, the game's just exploded. So I think that'd be less of a fear for me if I went abroad. But yeah, even just in my time growing up, I didn't really know that women's football was like a viable career path until my dad took me to an Arsenal game. And then he was like, you know, these, at the time, I think they might have been part-time, but I'm not sure. And then now, you know, I've got good friends that are so successful and, you know, massive superstars. And it's just such a great, you know, it's been crazy for me just to see in like the last 5 years. So yeah, I do think coverage is much better, and coaches, you know, don't really have an excuse not to watch games abroad and stuff like that. So I think it's getting better.
And the busier it gets as well, why is international football so important to you? And I suppose, Tash, as well, when it was for you too, because I think of a player like Leah Galton, who's decided she doesn't want to play for England. I think she's been approached a few times since making that decision by Serena Wiegmann to say, come on, can you reconsider? So you see someone who's thinking, no, I just want to protect my club career at the moment. And it might be for other reasons as well. But yeah, do you understand all of that?
Yeah, I wanted to wait and, like, you know, I discussed with Wales for like a couple of months what I was going to do, and I wanted to wait until the right time, because you want to be able to give, you know, the best version of you and be mentally ready to showcase yourself at that level. But also, it was like, I don't struggle in terms of, I knew I wanted to play for Wales. It was just maybe the timing of it. The international stage is huge. If I think most players agree, they want to play in the biggest games that they can. And international tournaments are such an exciting thing to be a part of, and that's what you dream of when you're younger, is playing in these massive games.
I see it's brave. I think it's brave of Leah, you know, to pull away from that, because I think she would have had many a caps for England. You know, she's a top, top player. My club was always my priority. You know, I always focused on giving 100% to my club. And then for me, England was the added bonus, you know, the kind of, I guess, the icing on the cake. And again, I'm very fortunate to have done that. But yeah, I think you're spot on. Like, I think it's tough. It's hard, you know, to balance the international and the, you know, the club football. Players don't get a break, you know, and you see now, unfortunately, the amount of injuries that are occurring in the women's game, you know, it's intense. And people are asking me actually the other day, do you think England are happy that they didn't make, or Great Britain didn't make the Olympics? Because actually it's probably the first time this summer that some of those players will actually be able to switch off and get a bit of a break physically and mentally. So, credit to some of these players. You know, I look at a lot of the Australian girls, the likes of your Sam Kerrs, Kaya Simons, that whole group, you know, they got capped for Australian national team at like 14, 15, you know, that whole. And then you look at them now, that's like 20 years of playing back to back international and club football. You know, it is, it's intense. And to be competing at the top, you know, consistently, you know, year in, year out, hats off to them. Because, you know, I probably did it from 18 to 25. And even that was tough. So, yeah, it's not easy. But also, I think Lois has hit it on the head. Like, it's an honour. That's what you dream of as a kid, to play for your country, to put that Welsh shirt on, that England shirt, to score for your country. So, yeah, no regrets there for me at all.
Did you get any reaction from the England side of things, Lois, when you'd made your decision and it had been announced? Did anyone reach out and say, oh, are we too late?
I think you're flattering me a tiny bit too much there. A lot of old teammates maybe sent me messages and congratulated me and said, you know, were super happy for me. But no, they've not called me yet. Serena might be calling me next week. I'm not sure. Who knows? But no, nothing on that side.
Well, we wish you all the best going forward. And just before we let you go, how is it at London City Lionesses for you this season?
Yeah, it's been a really turbulent and crazy season, to be honest. But obviously great news with the new ownership coming in. Michelle Kang, she's such an inspiring person and an exciting person to invest in the club. So yeah, we've just got to make sure we stay in the league this year and dig our heels in and find some good results. But yeah, definitely exciting things happening.
Yeah, Lois, I just want to say for me as well, like, what are your ambitions? You know, I was doing a bit of research on you, a bit of stalking, and your youth, like, you went through Watford, Arsenal, Chelsea, some massive clubs. Obviously went to North Carolina Tar Heels, which is where the likes of Russo went, and Ruben Moy, Fox, so West Ham. So you've been at some big, big clubs, and that's obviously no disrespect to London City. They're, you know, they're a club that's doing well. You know, you're in the Championship, but, you know, what are your aspirations? Do you want to get back, you know, into a WSL team? You know, obviously we know Wales now. That's going to definitely put you on the map and get you more exposure. But you individually, you know, do you have short-term goals, long-term goals in, like, at club level?
Yeah, 100%. I'd love to. My goal is to get back into the WSL as quickly as possible. I wanted that to be with London City, but unfortunately this season it's not looked, well, it's definitely not possible now. But yeah, I want to get back into the WSL and play for big clubs. And yeah, and then with the national team, you know, Wales are trying to qualify for their first major tournament, which if I was to be a part of, that would be unbelievable. So yeah, definitely big aspirations, and hopefully, I get there.
Good luck.
And when will you get your first cap? When do you think that's going to be?
I have no idea. I don't want to tempt fate. Hopefully this camp would be great. But yeah, who knows? Just train hard, hopefully train well and get a chance. Yeah.
Oh, well, we wish you all the best, Lois. Thank you so much for speaking to us at The Offside Rule.
Thank you, guys.
The Offside Rule. This is a Listening Dog Media production. Sports Social Podcast Network.